I thought the bench were outstanding. Played Wildcats basketball. You know, they came in a difficult time, 11 down, and just played. And this man next door, he's been playing great all year, and the opportunity was in front of him. He grabbed it with both hands. He was outstanding. I don't know if we've ever had a bench to come on, scored 59 points and had 31 rebounds between them. They were fantastic.
Is that Tommy's game tonight? Do you reckon that's up there with $40 in terms of individual?
Not comparing against anybody individually, but just Tommy's game. That's, I think, Tommy's probably best figures. He's played some great games in the 3 years that he's been here, but that would be, you know, be pretty close to the best one for him. Well, I've been here, yeah. Well, you've been here too.
Yeah, at the same time.
Trevor, what was your message in the timeout after
2 minutes? Oh, it was easy. It's to take the bench off. Take the starters off and put the bench in and play the right way. We didn't play at the level required. We were lazy, getting threes, offensive rebounds, runouts, dunks. You know, it's night and day. I thought the bench guys played on and played the intensity level required. We didn't have that with the first group. Oh, they all were. Look, Greg was good. Jesse, fantastic. With the ball was moving, getting him open. Corbin played well. Jared played well. You know, you can say all those bench guys did an absolutely fabulous job tonight.
You've seen Jared getting a lot more confidence in his, particularly with his shot and taking his shot?
Yeah, we played him a little bit of the two guard there tonight. So, you know, just mixing that up. And him and Damo playing a lot too, but they can put some pressure in the backcourt, which is you know, good for us because they've both got pressure. They can pressure the ball and quick to recover if they make a mistake. So, you know, that's a good thing to have.
Sorry, how nice is that individually for yourself to sort of get the reward in terms of numbers for your hard work?
It's always nice when you do score that, but I mean, the main thing is winning. This is a must-win game for us to try and start reaching our goals for the year. And, you know, it's just good we could execute it in the end of the day.
Do you feel like you've sort of been playing at that level most of the season, but obviously haven't been getting those kind of minutes?
Oh, it's, you know, just like Trev said, if you get the opportunity, you have to step up to the plate. You know, I think anyone in this team can step up and do this type of thing. It's, you know, it's just when the opportunity arises, you have to take it. Someone, you know, might not be having, you know, the game that they're usually having. So, yeah, it's, I mean, it is nice.
How proud were you of that second unit that obviously you're a part of to come in so early and to start clawing the
back straight away? Yeah, I mean, yeah, like Trev just mentioned, you know, you've got guys like Corbin Rowe coming up, stepping up and playing a massive game. You know, Greg's been fantastic all year, and, you know, we know what we need to do when we step on. It's just making sure that we're backing up the starters as best we can. I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Trev, you spoke during the week about being just shy of the championship team after the start. Is it sort of more questions answered or posed?
Well, it's great to know the depths there. You know, not everybody's going to have a great game. We understand that. You know, it's just the law of averages when you've got to suit up 12 at home. Casey was out, so, you know. But it's good to, it's reassuring if things go south that you got guys that step up to the plate, and that's what our bench did tonight.
What do you think happened in that
first? We weren't playing at the level required. You know, if you don't play at the level required, it doesn't matter who you play against, you're going to get beaten. We didn't play Wildcats basketball for allowing 11 points in the first minute and a half. You know, that's not Wildcats basketball, especially on our home court.
Jeff, how close is Casey tonight, or did you sort of make the call yesterday?
Yeah, no, when he couldn't practice, he has to get through a practice. So it was, we kind of resigned ourselves. We're hopeful during the week, probably Wednesday, hopeful, but no, he's still pulled up a little bit sore. So, look, hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll be able to play Wednesday, but we'll see what the medical staff say.
What other sort of adjustments do you feel you need to make ahead of Wednesday? I mean, obviously,
you've got to win,
but in terms of playing better.
Yeah, well, that's it, playing the level. That's, at this stage of the season, 26 games in, we shouldn't be questioning the intensity level. You know, that's something that we've got to have an evenness through the team. And it's play for your teammate, you know. Your teammates are out there busting their chops. You've got to be busting your chops out there too. You can't be taking shortcuts. And right now, it's whoever is playing the right way is going to play. So that's a good part.
Do you hope that that something like that run can shock some people sort of back to where they need to be?
How do you mean? Shock who?
No, shock. Well, that was probably as bad as it can get, that 11
zip run. Yeah, well, look, I don't know. You have to go to the statistics, but it's probably the worst start that I've seen Wildcats, you know. So it was disappointing. We were delayed, you know, what, 3-4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes from Fox, but so were they. Yeah, it's disappointing how we started. You can't do that start against a playoff team because it's game over. We did that last week. We let Holt get off, and all of a sudden we're fighting back, and we're doing a courageous job to fight back. It's like getting into a ring and taking 5 punches to the head. You don't know where you are, you know. You've got to come out aggressive, and we've got to get the right team to do that. Put the bench in.
There you go.
Well, they did a fabulous job tonight, so I got no qualms about doing that again. Yeah, no, it was a bad night. I'd never seen him like that before, so yeah, we'll find out a reason this week, I guess.
Is there been probably this consistency all year? Sort of been up and down, and then after 2 or 3 games, it's not affected.
That's a good question to ask. Yeah, and I haven't got the answer for you. If I had the answer, I'd fix it. But yeah, it was disappointing the inconsistency up and down. You know, you don't want that. You want to, especially. It you know, should be at the peak, knowing this league and being the leader out there. So it's you know, a disappointing game, but he has 2 more games to show his true colours.
Is that something you'll address with him during the week?
I'll be addressing it with all the starters, yeah.